Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It's March the 1st, 2022. It's a beautiful day in Seguin. Sun is out and it's about 71 degrees. And so it's really beautiful today. And as I like to say, in the kingdom of heaven on earth. And the other news today is it's voting day, you know, for the primaries. You want to rush out and select some new people to sit in some dissolved seats of government. So today's the day to do that, to at least get your primary candidates lined up. I got to tell you the story. When I went to vote today with my wife, and so we go in the building there, and I'm standing behind her, and she goes up to the lady there at the desk where they're taking your voter ID stuff, your voter registration card, and a lady came up to me and said, "Please step back, step back. I know that you're a wife and you're related and all that, but you're not to the other lady that was working the election table." And I said, "Oh yeah, oh okay." And I backed up and I said, "Yeah, you know, the toxic human beings today that are destroying the planet." And so we want to be very cautious about that, you know, and everybody could hear me. and then the lady, the other lady that was working the desk, she was ready for me. And I remained about 6 to 7 feet from her, and I just threw my card over to the table. And it fell on the floor, so I kind of scooched up to the kind of under the desk to get it, and then I jumped back again, and I threw it, and it went over her head that time, so she had to get up and go get it. And I said, "Well, you know, I don't want to be, you know, contaminating anybody, you know, getting too close or anything." And anyway, she gives me the card back, and I finally step up there, you know, because it's so absurd and ridiculous. I mean, how can you even hand the lady the card and be 6 feet away? I mean, the whole thing was stupid, and the stupid lady was doing the stupid stuff, and the lady at the desk that finally checked me in and everything, she hands me a cotton swab Q-tip type of thing to vote with, to push the screen, you know, and she hands it to me with tongs, you know, I mean, like everybody's nuclear waste, you know, and everybody's radiating stuff, you know, I mean, it just, all of this, and then nobody gives a damn about how to protect the votes or to manage the voting. But boy, we're all managing all these absurd mandate crap. And then, so I go to vote, and the first thing that happens to me is I stick the long narrow card into the voting machine, and it won't take it. So I keep pushing it, and I just asked my wife. I said, "Is this thing supposed to take the card?" "Oh yeah." Well, so I gave up on that machine and moved to the next one and stuck it in there. And well, it took it this time. So anyway, I did the pushing the little places on there with my Q-tip, and got finished with it. And it printed out my vote for each candidate, who the candidates were and who I voted for, and it printed it out on this card. I went, "Oh, that's kind of cool." And then so they said, "Well, now you put it in the tabulator." You know, so I go up to the, you know, stick it in the tabulator machine, and nothing comes out. And I'm really, here we got all this technology, couldn't they just give us a copy of the damn thing? I mean, if there was any real trouble, they could always go back to the people and they'd have a copy of the damn thing, right? Well, no, don't do that. You just put it in this machine to never see it again and never know how it's counted or what procedure is used or the software or anything. And I'm sure it goes to that. They want to put this stuff in the cloud, you know, because we've learned this now from our friend that runs the Georgia voting, trying to make the voting laws in Georgia do the right thing and secure the votes and all that. Now they've learned that they want to have a third party, a private party, take all the votes and put it in the cloud. I don't like the damn cloud. I don't want anything in the cloud. I think it ought to be against the law to put stuff in the cloud. And I'm getting tired of this too. Now we're renting your software. Remember the day when you used to buy software and you put it on your computer and you got good at it and you could use that. You could use that same software for years and years as long as the computer kept supporting the software. Well, they kind of got hip to all this, and so they felt like they could make more money if they make you buy the software every time you buy a computer. You have to buy the software over. Well, now it's even gotten worse. They make you rent the software. You don't buy software anymore. If you wanted to upgrade to some of this software you've had, you got to rent it, and it's parked on the cloud. I mean, really? Now I have to go on my website that manages my websites for me, and I have to access my software on the cloud and use it on the cloud, and I can download my something I create into my own computer, but it's all sitting there. It's kind of convenient, but I never use it that way. It'd be convenient if I get on somebody else's computer, I can access that website and use the software on it from the cloud. But it's not very accurate. Who wants to be messing? I mean, if they cut your cloud off, you get knocked off the cloud, you don't have anything. Your computer is just turned into this shell, and it doesn't do anything. You have to access the cloud to be effective and do anything with your computer. I mean, these are all going in the wrong direction in terms of making each individual have nothing. We're total tenants who rent everything. I mean, this is just, you can't buy anything. You can't own anything. You're just traveling through Tenantville. Well, anyway, so that's my little story about the super duper experience down at the voting place. And so anyway, let's talk about something else. Oh boy, tonight, you know, I know y'all are waiting with bated breath. So-called President Joe Biden is going to deliver his State of the Union address tonight to Congress. Oh, and that is such a big deal. And I've known this has been a joke for years. It's, you know, when you hear the State of the Union, it doesn't take long for you to realize it's really the State of Mind address, and they should change the name of these things to State of Mind address, the President's State of Mind, because it has nothing to do with the actual state of the condition of the Union. And by the way, I will confess that I have the most concise, accurate, and irrefutable State of the Union message. And it's said in one word, dissolved. Actually, folks, that is the State of the Union. It is dissolved. dissolved. Say it over with me. Dissolved. It ain't hard. You know, just say it. Try it on, you know. It's dissolved. Dissolved. How can you say that? You know, most people think that governments aren't dissolved until there's no sign of it anywhere. It's totally, there's nobody in it. There's no uniforms. There's no police. There's no judges. There's no military. There's no representatives. There's no president. There's no senator. There's no nothing. Well, I'm sorry. That's not, nations are dissolved way, way before that. And let me tell you how that happens. When they alter, you know, the Constitution is a contract. It's simple. Let's don't make this stuff complicated. God didn't write it with his finger on stone. It's what men made. Being all equal, they made a contract among themselves. They all realized here in America, they realized they were kings and queens, every man and woman, and they needed to make a contract of how they would all live together. And so they came up with the Constitution. And of course, now there are some of you out there that think there's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would say the most I've heard so far is there's 6 constitutions. Now, strangely enough, they're all in the same document, but somehow or another they shear off into six different ones, and two of them are functioning, and one of them isn't functioning, and let's not go there. It's pretty complicated to do right now. Let's just take it simple. It's a contract. It's a contract between people. How are we going to live together? Well, now, and how are we going to be governed? We're going to obey government as with conditions. Not just all the time, anytime. It has conditions. The government has to maintain certain conditions in order for us to be obliged to obey it. And what are those conditions? Yes, they must remain conformed to the provisions of the Constitution. Now, if they alter those provisions by law without your approval by amendment, guess what that does? That dissolves the nation. The contract, it dissolves the contract. There's no contract. And some people, there's so many people I know that they've turned the Constitution into a cultic worship experience. Like it's indissolvable. It's eternal. And we should all be defending the eternal Constitution. When your masters just stomp all through it and do any damn thing they want to and pass laws that violate it and never get an amendment for it. They've learned that amendments take a time, and you have to go discuss these things, you know, in front of the legislators and get things passed, you know. Well, they figured out the country's gotten so stupid, they don't, why do that? Just do what you want to do. Just make a statute or a law, pass an act or a resolution, and go do the thing, and nobody does anything. Nobody complains. Everybody keeps obeying. Well, everybody's obeying a dissolved constitution. Well, let me tell you what. I don't want any dissolved constitution enforced on me. I mean, if the government is not going to remain conformed to my agreement, why would I want anybody to enforce the United States Constitution on me? Now, that doesn't mean I don't conform to it and do everything these tyrants want me to do. I do that. But I don't like it. And I certainly don't want to be held to it. And I don't want some patriot being all puffed up trying to make me, you know, where I ought to conform to it. when the government doesn't conform to it. So anyway, we're going to hear tonight, we're going to hear something called the State of the Union, which is going to be a total joke. It's going to be a mind, it's a state of mind address, what Joe Biden thinks we ought to be doing. Let me take a guess at it. We ought to be following the science. We ought to continue to get our all vaccinated up. And oh, and we should protect the environment. Yeah, that's a climate change is a serious thing. And we ought to be taking care of God's work. God can't do it well enough. We have to step in and help God control the temperature and rotation of the earth and the angle with the sun. And we need to do all those kinds of things, you know, to protect the planet so it will sustain human life. So what is all that stuff about? It's about fear. You need to react to the environment that God created with fear. Because if something goes wrong, you're going to die. What we ought to be doing is following the law. We ought to be protecting one another's property. That's what governments do. They protect property. They don't protect the rotation of the earth. They don't protect climate. They don't protect the solar system or the galaxy. They don't protect any of that. They wouldn't know how to do it. You think they can actually do something with a degree or two of the planet? You think they actually? Yeah, right. They can't do what they're supposed to do, protect the property of the people. But they're going to step in and help God with the control of the planet, the climate? You got to be kidding me. Anyway, so, hey, I heard a trucker convoy. A trucker convoy is kind of coming through this area on Interstate 10, and it's going to be coming through this coming Friday. I don't know what time, but some people have said if you're in this area around Seguin and San Antonio, they're supposed to be coming through here on Friday, heading east from west to east. And we've been notified here in the Seguin area to show up at Interstate 10 and Baker Road, which is east of Seguin, a few miles, near Kingsbury, Texas. Be there on Friday and with signs and everything to support the freedom anti-vaccine mandate stuff. This coming Friday on March the 4th. Anyway, stay with us, stay tuned with us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. In the Salvation Army band, down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you got planned. Carry your cup in your hand, and look around, leaves are brown now.
Yeah, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government, Ron Avery. And we were talking about the voting procedure, and we talked about the State of the Union. What that really is a state of mind address by the president. What's the, you know, they can't afford to tell you the truth. I mean, it would be over. I mean, they're just going to tell you about what he thinks, what the president thinks. Let's show you how far off we are here. Let me change my glasses so I can read this thing here. I just got this little handy-dandy Constitution booklet here. And let's read about the State of the Union Address. And that's Article 2, which is the executive power of the Federal Union. And it's Article 2, Section 3, talking about the powers of and duties of the president. Okay, says here, he shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. He may on extraordinary occasions convene both houses or either of them, and in case of disagreement between them, with respect to the time of adjournment, he may adjourn them to such time as he shall think proper. He shall receive ambassadors and other public ministers. He shall take care that laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. Well, you know, we can't even read that without finding out that the Union is dissolved. Take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Now, let me ask you, is it lawful to have illegal aliens enter the country by the thousands and swamp the country with illegal aliens? Is that lawful in America? Do you have to have permission to come into the United States if you're a foreigner and if you're not a citizen of the United States? Do you need permission to enter the country? Well, yeah. Isn't that the law? There's laws about that. You know, you don't just get to come on in, you know. Come on in. Get, you know, help yourself. Sit down here at the table and get you some grub and get you some stuff. Help yourself. All you got to do is work. You know, well, we love the workers. You know, just got to work and contribute and work. Is that what it's about? That ain't what it's about at all. You want to become a citizen of the United States. You want to live in the United States, one of the states of the United States. You got to be assimilated into the country. You got to learn its ways, learn its ideas, and agree to them, and agree to obey those ideas. And you like them. You take an oath to follow the United States, to be a citizen of it, learn its ways and all that. Well, do we do that? No, man, that's just no. So are the laws being faithfully executed? So we can't even read Section 3 without discovering. And see, that's one of the six ways that John Locke speaks of how you dissolve lawful governments. You dissolve them one way by not executing the laws. So Joe Biden is not executing the laws, but he's going to tell us what he thinks we ought to be doing with the weather and our vaccines and getting all of our health taken care of with getting their shots. I tell you, we've just gotten so stupid about what government is, it hurts. This country is stupid to hurt. It is hurting stupid. I mean, we wouldn't know lawful government from abject tyranny at gunpoint. People can't tell you what it is. Well, hang on there. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, you take away all my silver, you take away all my gold, and you give me some paper. You know, see, that there is another State of the Union thing. What is the State of the Union? Let's say, can we all say it together? The greatest debtor nation on earth. We owe more money to the global banking establishment than any other nation on earth. No wonder we do their bidding all the time. You think something's actually going on in Washington, D.C. for the people? You serious? No, the Washington, D.C. is a place that the public is managed by the global bankers. Where it just manages the debt. And of course, now, let's don't all get to thinking that this debt is lawful. This is that we don't actually owe anything under the real law, because you see, the debt was created unlawfully. It's fraudulent debt. Everything that the bankers did to get in their position of control and creation of the currency and creation of the debt was done in violation of the law of the land. They did it against our law. We don't owe one damn cent. That's the truth of it. Yet they have convinced people that we do, and they're dragging us around with a big ring in our nose, which is the illusion of incredible amount of debt, trillions of dollars in debt. And we don't owe a damn cent of it because it was all illegal, unlawful fraud. The paper money is fraudulent. It's against, you could just read it right out of the Constitution, that paper money is not allowed. And debt notes, definitely not allowed. It mentions debt notes straight out. The only lawful currency is gold and silver coin. And debt notes, it mentions debt notes shall not be used as currency. Well, what do you think a Federal Reserve note is? It's a debt note. We borrow money into existence. We use debt for currency. Well, where's the, I dare you to find the amendment to the United States Constitution that allows Federal Reserve paper debt notes in against the standing provision in the Constitution that forbids it. There's no amendment that turned that around. So what is that? It's alteration of the provisions of the Constitution by law. There are laws on this. They have paper money laws. They have debt currency laws. They did all this by passing acts and laws, but not by getting an amendment. That is the approval of the people. Well, hell, that's just dissolution of the country. You know, I mean, you say, well, you know, some people say, well, you know, well, if I'm not correct, and it only takes one instance of a dissolute to completely dissolve the country, I would dare anyone to tell me how many provisions have to be altered by law without an amendment before it's dissolved. Is that two? Or no, five? Or 10? Of 20? All of them? No. This is logical, folks. One. You just find one. You find one, it ain't there anymore. That government and everybody in it no longer has any authority whatsoever. The federal government is like Jack in the Box or Burger King. Are less. They have less authority than Burger King or any other business in the country. I mean, it's not even a business. It's now we're going to saddle up and listen to a State of the Union address. Dissolved. That's it. The guy could be done in a flash. And nobody could win an argument against it. Nobody could prove it wasn't dissolved. Amazing. Well, I was going to talk about some other stuff here. I didn't mean to get back on that again. I was wanting to talk about Dr. James Fetzer a little bit and his. He's trying to go to the Supreme Court of the United States to appeal his denial of petition for review that he got from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And this is a very necessary thing because what this involves is a death certificate of his son was fake, and because and one of the reasons he said it was fake was the death certificate said that he had the boy had been killed, died from multiple gunshot injuries at Sandy Hook on December the 14th, 2012, meaning this the so-called Sandy Hook mass shooting. Well, he was sued for that, for libel, and the plaintiff that sued him filed a motion for summary judgment and got it granted against Dr. Fetzer for four statements, three that were stated in a book and one that was stated in a blog. And they all essentially said that the death certificate was a fake for various reasons. Some of it was what Dr. Fetzer thought was manipulation of the death certificate, and some of it was that the signatures required for a death certificate weren't there, weren't sealed, and weren't signed. And so, and even then, he had two document authenticity experts to testify that they also thought the documents were unauthentic, were fake. And so anyway, the judge granted a summary judgment, finding Dr. Fetzer guilty of libel for saying that the death certificates was fake. And now there are certain rules to that, to a summary judgment, and that is that the parties, there cannot be any disputed facts in the case. And if there are some disputed facts, they must be resolved in favor of the non-movement or the person the summary judgment is against. So the judge just simply found that Dr. Fetzer's allegation that Sandy Hook never took place and no one was killed there, even though he did submit some powerful evidence showing to back up his assertion and his allegation, the judge resolved all the disputed facts in favor of the movement instead of the non-movement, Dr. Fetzer. Well, that means that the summary judgment is not worth spit. It's not worth the paper it's written on. It's a violation of the laws of summary judgment. Summary judgment is not to prevent a trial. It is to, if there's no need for a fact finder and all that needs to be done is the application of the law to the condition, and both parties agree to what the facts are, there's no point in having a jury, because a jury can only find facts. They can't rule on the law. So the judge rules on the law and the jury rules on the facts. Well, what the judge does in this case is he rules on what the facts are too, and in favor of the movement instead of the non-movement. I mean, it's possible to still grant a summary judgment with disputed facts as long as the facts that the non-movement claims are irrelevant to the charges. But the facts that Fetzer claimed were not irrelevant to the charges. I mean, if Sandy Hook didn't happen at Sandy Hook, the shooting on December the 14th, 2012, nobody could have been said to on a death certificate would be fake if it said there was. So, even with federal documents that said no one was killed in all of 2012 in Newtown, Connecticut, where Sandy Hook is. Nobody died there in all of 2012. That's the FBI report. And he submitted that document along with the FEMA document, 20-page booklet on the FEMA exercise that was executed on the same day, December 14th, 2012, at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Dr. Fetzer claimed that it was a FEMA exercise that was marketed as a real event to be used in a gun control. But anyway, what has happened? You see what this means. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that Sandy Hook did happen, just as the mass media cartel said. It happened just like they said. 26 people were killed. Okay, let's say that. Now, regardless of that, if they in court do these things to somebody that is questioning the event with actual evidence and making allegations that it didn't happen and supplying evidence to support that, if they are simply disregarding that and resolving the facts in favor of the mass media cartel narrative, they've actually created an environment. We now have a judicial environment that permits and encourages staged events, theatrical productions. As long as the theatrical production is supported by the mass media cartel. In other words, in court, the mass media cartel narrative is irrefutable. It is unchallengeable. So the courts have created an environment where fake events can happen, whether Sandy Hook happened or not. The court treated it as if it could have been a play. It doesn't matter, because the courts ruled in favor of a narrative, not in terms of facts. They cheated a man out of a trial by jury. And now I want to ask people to support him. He's broke. He needs money to go to the Supreme Court of the United States. He's got a lawyer that's going to do it. But so you can go to, let me see what this site is. I got to look it up real quick here. Okay. It's, you go to givesendgo.com/fundingfetzer. And he's raised some money there in a fairly short time, but he's got a long ways to go. I'm going to start asking some big companies and big organizations that are interested in maintaining the Second Amendment for some big contributions. So, but anyway, feel free as individuals to go there and donate. And this is pretty cool. And so anyway, I've got a little time to take Fred in Iowa. Okay, he says it's a great show for your information. I don't know if he's on the line then, or he just said that and wanted me to know it. I appreciate it, Fred. And if you're not on, not waiting to talk, well, but if you are, go ahead. We're here to listen. Okay, I think he just wanted me to know that. All right, no Fred. Okay. Well, thanks, Fred. Like I say, I appreciate it. And we're going to go ahead and take a break here pretty well. We got about a few seconds here. And we'll be back, and I'll kind of wrap it up and say a little bit more about Dr. Fetzer and what's going on with all this putting gun companies out of business, bankrupt them and put them out of business, and with all this judicial cheating going on. Okay, we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemarineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Julie really knows how to move my show. I like it. Okay, Tom, you got a minute or so. How you doing?
Well, I have an example of same kind of problems in the jury, the legal system. Isn't it kind of convenient that they COVID came along and turned the open court into a star chamber?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you sequester a jury if they can't be, you know, brought together? They have to stay 6 feet apart or do it through Zoom.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been working on this Meadows fire case, a poor handicapped individual charged with arson, for 3 years now. We were having hearing after hearing in the open court prior to COVID, and then as soon as COVID came along, it became a star chamber, and if you're lucky, you could log in on Zoom and actually have your face seen and your voice heard, maybe, if you're lucky.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, of course, so all of this stuff is done without. These are all pre-trial hearings, you know. You know, my attorney in San Antonio was an excellent trial lawyer. He told me even a couple of years ago, there's so few cases that actually go to trial anymore. And he told me some ridiculous thing, like in all of San Antonio in 1 year, they tried like, I don't know, four cases or something. It was ridiculous. So, you know, just everybody's a negotiator and I forgot what they call them, arbitrator and all of that. And they all arbitrate out of, you know, make a deal. Nobody tries anything.
Take a plea. Yeah.
Yeah. Dismiss everything. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got to let you go and wrap this up now. I've just got a few seconds to wrap it up. So, well, thank you, Tom. Call again. Keep us informed, man.
When do you get bored, Roger, when you get bored, take a look at Meadows Fire or TomInUtah.com. That'll work.
Okay.
And you'll see the atrocity, which is even on the simple and lowest level of the judiciary. The whole thing is corrupt. The whole thing is a mess.
Yes, no, I've looked at it before, and I'll look at it again. Okay, Tom, I appreciate it. We've got to let you go. And
All right, thank you.
You bet. All right. We'll see you Thursday, folks. Thanks for listening.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.